Following program sponsored by The Point Church.
Welcome to The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. Once again, that's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, good evening and welcome to this edition of The Point Live. We're here live in Seattle on the Point Live Radio Network, broadcasting all the way across from coast to coast and spots in between. And so we're so glad that you're with us tonight. My co-host is Wendy Foster. Wendy, thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. It's a joy.
I know. We got a couple things I want to start off with tonight, and we already have all four phone lines on the air full. If you can't get through, keep trying. If you want to call off the air, we have a whole phone team standing by to pray with you tonight at this number, 360-435-1616. I'll give that number in a moment again. But we're going to be on for the next 2 hours praying for our callers, and you may have pain in your body, and you may be going through some difficult times. I'm well aware of what's happened on the East Coast for our Philadelphia and New Jersey listeners, even down into Maryland there, on WFIL with the Hurricane Sandy coming. And obviously that's been big news all across the country, but especially for those in the Eastern Seaboard. And we're going to pray with some of you tonight. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to start off the show praying right now. Father, use this difficult time and storm that's coming to the East Coast to prepare the hearts of the people that are in the Philadelphia region, in New York, in Boston, in these areas, Father, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New Jersey, all over. I just say thank you that you're the Lord of all. And I pray for those who are unsure of their salvation and unsure of just your goodness in the midst of the storms of life even tonight. And so pour out your spirit on them, encourage them, and strengthen them. And I pray against any fear, and I pray that you'd be their source of peace and calm in the midst of the storm, the literal storm and the storms in their lives as well. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to, as I normally do, I read a scripture. And I start off with Acts chapter 8. Tonight I'm going to start off with Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. And I want to make a couple comments on that. And then we're going to go to our four phone lines. Again, the number off air, we have two or three lines open at this number now, 360-435-1616. And by the way, I thank you for those of you who have been calling in who want to be our national intercessors in the market where you live. We're on in 20 different markets across the U.S., and we're looking for at least three intercessors in each one of those markets. If you're willing to pray on behalf of this show in your area so that any principalities that are coming against us and things that, that's what's so amazing is when we release the kingdom of heaven over the airwaves, the kingdom of darkness doesn't like that too much, and they try and come against us and throw things at us and all that kind of thing. But I want to have more prayer warriors raised up. If that's you, you can also dial this number, 360-435-1616, our off-air number. And we have an intercessor coordinator that will call you and let you know some of the specific prayer requests that we're going to give out as well. So back to the Bible for a moment. Acts 8, 4 through 8, Wendy. I'm going to read it out loud, and then I want to comment out with you. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. So here he is proclaiming Jesus. Philip was one of the disciples. He was a Greek disciple. He was a humble man. It says, when the crowds heard Philip, and notice what it says, and saw the miraculous signs he did, it says they all paid close attention to what he said.
Yeah. They saw the goodness of God being released through him.
Yeah, they saw the miraculous.
Yes.
They saw the power of God and the love of God setting people free.
Yes.
Now, here's what he did. Notice the next verse describes what he did. And today, this is almost crazy. people don't get this, but this is what Philip did. Verse 7 of Acts chapter 8. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because evil spirits came out of them.
Yes.
The spirits were keeping them in the sickness,
yes,
and in the oppression.
That's right.
And, you know, and then it says, so there was great joy in that city.
Yes.
Hello.
Praise God.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God's joy was released in that city. Why?
Yes.
Because he was preaching Jesus. He was demonstrating the kingdom. And what happened? Evil spirits came out of the people, and paralytics and cripples were healed.
Yes, praise God.
People who were debilitated and, you know, and who were strained. And why? Because he proclaimed Jesus, and the power of Jesus showed up.
Yes.
And then there was joy throughout the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you one testimony because I'm getting this in my spirit, and then we're going to go to Lester in Palmdale, California.
Okay.
Last year in Brazil, I was praying for a line after I got done preaching at a church of people, that a line of people, you know, for different illnesses. And all of a sudden, one of the main pastors comes over and says, hey, can you go pray for this guy over here?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I wanted to pray for all the people in the line, but he's like, and I walk up and this guy, his tongue's hanging out of his mouth. He had a stroke 13 years earlier, and his wife had to tell me what was going on with him. He was paralyzed on his right side. Well, just briefly, over the next 45 minutes, I saw Jesus heal this man of a stroke.
Praise
okay?
God.
And the signs of the stroke to where he got movement in his arm and his leg, and most importantly, he could speak again.
Wow.
He had a witchcraft curse placed on him by his ex-wife, an evil spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We cast that out and broke the curse, and his tongue went back in his mouth.
Praise
and the
God.
First things he spoke was, Jesus. He spoke Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The first thing that he spoke in 13 years.
Well, Pastor, as you're talking, the verse that keeps coming to my mind over and over and over again is Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
Yeah.
Even this verse points to that.
That's right. Next 10:38.
Philip, yep. To do good.
Yep.
You know, to and relieve
and set
those
these
who
people
were oppressed.
Free. Yeah.
That's right.
And so anyway, I wanted to start off the show with that. That's right. Again, it's in Acts 8, verses 4 through 8. And we're going to go to Lester now in Palmdale, California. And how can we pray with you tonight, Lester?
Well, I've had several small strokes, and my right eye has been half closed up now for about 6 months. And I'm calling for prayer for my right eye and for the damage I've had with my brain from since I had the strokes.
Is it on the right side of your body also?
No, it's just from I had the stroke on my left side.
Okay. Is there any physical damage that you know of on the left side?
Not really. I just think I had memory loss at some time in my memory.
Okay.
So, just
well, as always, yes, for your eye. As always, Lester, I ask our listeners to join in praying with us as we pray. And I was not thinking of anything about you when I just gave that testimony. So let's just pray. Father, thank you that you healed this man in Brazil of the effects of the stroke.
Yes.
And we just bless Lester, our brother there in Palmdale, California. Release your presence right now over him. May your peace come, and that surpasses all understanding. And I just tell all dis-ease and any pain in Lester's body to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Lester.
Go in Jesus' name.
Go ahead and put your hand on that eye that's been affected.
Yeah, I sure do.
And just pray this out loud. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all effects of the stroke.
I command all effects of the stroke.
To be broken off.
To be broken off.
By the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
By the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
In my brain.
In my brain.
In my eye.
In my eye.
And throughout the rest of my body.
Throughout the rest of my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul and spirit.
My soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, release your healing fire from his head to his toes, especially over his brain. Right now, more, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Lester.
More, Lord.
And over that right eye.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
more,
you.
Lord. Just release that healing fire over him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord. Thank
name
you, Lord.
We pray.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
now, about 50% of the people we pray for have something, they feel something while we're praying. Did you feel anything? Is there any change in your body? Can you do something that you couldn't do while we prayed, before we prayed?
No, not really.
Okay. You didn't feel anything in your mind or your eye?
No, okay. I sure didn't.
Okay, how would you know if you're healed? Your eye would open at 100%?
That's what I'm looking for, yes.
Okay. Can you open it at all anymore before we pray, than before we prayed?
No, it's just the same before we prayed.
Okay. Still. What happened before the stroke, Lester?
Well, before the stroke here, I could see out of my eye.
I know that, but I'm saying, did you have any trauma in your life right before the stroke occurred?
I just had a numbness in my left side of my body.
Okay. What about any trauma with your with a wife or with a spouse or with a family member, some type of relational trauma, work trauma? Anything come to mind over the year and a half before the stroke?
No, not really.
Okay. Here's all I'm trying to do, and I'm going to tell our listeners this as well. I'm doing a little interview of Lester, trying to get an idea and understanding where the root cause of this is. And I'm going to pray one other thing that I'm sensing in my spirit, and you may or may not know where this is coming from. Just pray this with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I break. The curse of witchcraft.
Curse of witchcraft.
That's come against me.
Come against me.
By Jesus Christ's blood.
In Jesus Christ's blood.
You have no ability to impact me anymore.
You have no ability to attack me anymore.
To impact. Me anymore. And I command you to go in Jesus' name.
And I command you to go in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I'm going to pray one more time. Release your peace, Father, over Lester, even as he sleeps tonight, from his head to his toes, and especially over that eye and his brain. Yes. I pray for full operation of that eye, Father. We speak peace to the eyelids, to the nerves that are connecting the eye to the back of his vision. And we just ask that you would miraculously touch him right now with your healing fire. You're the one who heals, Jesus, and we're asking you because you love Lester as your son. So pour out your love, Daddy, even more over him now. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, there's freedom right now, Lester, that's been released over you and that household.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said in the past, any difference now? Want to check out one more time?
No, I'm got it open, but it's just still the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what we see happen.
Okay.
You know, we always check in with people, okay?
Okay.
And after we pray, we check in with them. Because a lot of times people just pray and they say, okay, I hope everything's fine.
Right.
They don't check in. We believe that God's going to do something. We've had people healed 2 hours, 2 days, even 2 weeks later after we've prayed for them on this show. I'm not the one who heals, and God's timing's perfect.
Okay.
And so we're going to ask our listeners to keep praying for you, Lester. But again, give us a call back and give us an update as he touches you, okay?
Sure will.
Okay, well, thanks for calling from Southern
God
California
bless.
There tonight.
Okay.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We have one line open at 800-955-8200 if you've been trying to get through. I'm sure it'll be filled very quickly. We also still have some lines open at this number, 360-435-1616, where some people will pray with you off the air. We're going to go to Anita now in San Fernando Valley, California. How can we pray with you tonight, Anita?
Yes, Pastor. My son was married to this woman. He's still married, but she left him and got pregnant by another man. And he's just like bound on this woman. Everything he has to do for her. But I go, she's left you. Leave it alone. And I pray that they get a divorce. I know it's a spirit of witchcraft. And my other sons, they drink so much. And
what is this son's first name, Anita?
Pardon?
What is your son's first name, the first one?
Ralph.
Ralph, and then you have two other sons?
Ralph, Peter, Tyrone, and Bob, four sons.
Okay. I'm going to ask Wendy to pray for this and just ask the Lord to just go through and our listeners as well. Go ahead, Wendy.
Lord, thank you for Anita. Thank you for her concerns for her family. We lift up Ralph, Peter, Tyrone, and Bob, I believe it was, to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your love is perfect.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
Father, that you care about families. We pray for Ralph, and we break off the spirit of witchcraft and deception that's coming against him now in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Peter, Tyrone, and Bob, all of her sons and herself to you, Father. We pray for family unity, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father God, that as they celebrate you, that you draw them closer and tie them to yourself like a threefold cord, the family, yourself, and Anita.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
And Father, just give Anita even more insight into how to pray specifically for her sons. Pour out your spirit on her. Just say more, Lord, Anita.
More, Lord.
Oh, yes. Just give her the freedom that she's been asking for, Lord. And I pray that she would be like the widow who came to the judge who kept pleading until she sees all four of her sons walking with you and serving you, Father, with their whole heart. I pray for the end of the prodigal just delusion, and I pray that these prodigals would come home to you, Father. Restore them to the relationship that you've given them. And we just say thank you again for Anita and her faith in calling for her sons tonight. And we lay this down at Jesus' feet now and ask it in his name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I've been sober for 26 years, all because of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, thank Praise you, Anita. God. Bless you. Thanks for calling the Point Live. Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
We go from San Fernando Valley up here to the Seattle region. Gene, welcome to the Point Live.
Hi, Pastor Mike. Thanks for taking my call. So glad you're there.
Yes, it's good to be here.
I'm giggling because I was in the prayer room this morning, and it was fantastic. And thank you, Wendy.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, Gene.
Yeah, Gene's a regular caller and drives a long way up 40 miles to our prayer and healing rooms here in Arlington, Washington. And I know that you've been bringing folks to our Sunday night service, and you always remind me to tell our listeners that live in the Seattle region. We had three or four people healed in our service last week, and one was a young gal in her mid-20s who had heart pain and even had a heart attack. For the last 3 years, she's had major heart pain, and the Lord took it away last Sunday night and set her free. But 6:30 Sunday night, we're meeting again here in the Seattle region. You can go to thepointchurch.net to learn more about that. But how can we pray with you tonight, Gene?
I'm still bringing John to for prayer. My son, he's really, lost a lot of hope.
Okay.
He's a man of God, but he's really struggling to just have any. Anything.
And he lives where again?
He's in Kansas.
Kansas, that's right.
He's in Kansas, and he's been back on doing drugs, and he's not supposed to for his back pain and. So, pretty much his back is against the wall in some way.
Well, let's pray.
Okay, thank you.
Father, you know everything about John and Gene here in this situation, and we just say thank you that you have it covered. We're just trusting for you to restore John to his calling that you have on his life. And so I pray in the middle of his difficulty and frustration that you would reach down, Father, and draw him back by your grace, by your mercy, and he would be awoken even in the middle of the night to hear your still small voice speaking to him and calling him back to this relationship that you have for him. I just ask that all oppression would leave him, Father, and that his back would be healed as you touch him, even through his mom. And I just say thank you that you love him perfectly and that you love Gene as well. And so we just ask for favor in this relationship. And we lay these things at your feet again in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Well, bless you, Gene. It's always good to hear your voice. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations in 25 different states every Saturday evening. And it's our privilege to pray with you, to pray for you. If you have pain in your body, we want to pray with you. Now, I want to release some words of knowledge that I've been getting tonight. And what that is a spiritual gift that God's given me. And if you have one of these things, call in to our 800 number so we can pray with you. Some of you may even get healed as I release the word of knowledge. Someone has pain in their left hip. It's just above the hip a little bit, but it's the left hip. I'm going to get real specific. The left collarbone. I've gotten a lot of lefts here. Left thumb, and also in between the left thumb and the left index finger on the left hand, in that little rounded area there, someone's got some major pain right there. The left wrist from the thumb on the inside of the left wrist, almost to the elbow, there's a sharp shooting pain there. This could be someone who's gone through an accident on the whole left side. I'm not sure, but it's a lot of lefts, as I said. And then the left shin. And so now here's another one that I want to release. And this is going to impact a lot of our listeners tonight. And that is that some of you have been living in a victim mentality. You think that, you know, you've been treated in a way that by someone who's hurt you, and you're staying stuck in the hurt because you're focusing on that person or the pain or the unforgiveness. You think that you've forgiven them, but here's how you know you've been free from the forgiveness. You have an overcoming mentality. In other words, I was talking to some friends tonight who they've been going for the last 27 or 28 years through some really difficult times. Her husband's in a wheelchair, paralyzed. He's getting better by God's grace, getting strength back in his neck muscles and head and so forth. But I told this person tonight, I said, do you know how many people have come to me and said, well, if they can continue to focus on Jesus and overcome, then I can too. You see, what's happening is in the midst of their struggle, the storm that they're going through, and it's horrendous, I have to admit, from the physical, it's terrible. But God's grace is so real, and his favor and grace is poured out so deeply into their spirits that they're keeping their eyes on Jesus in the middle of the storm, and they're overcoming one day, one moment at a time, as opposed to those who are a victim say, I can't believe this happened to me. I'm just going to curse this person or these people, and it's not going to help me. Folks, if you're in a victim mentality stage tonight to where you're saying, I'm just focused on my circumstances or the person that hurt me, we want to pray with you tonight. I'm going to probably do a general prayer, but usually what happens on this show, you call in, someone will call in, and you'll represent so many hundreds of people, because we have thousands of listeners across the country every Saturday night. And so you're going to represent someone as you call in. If that's you, dial this number tonight, 800-955-8200. Any of those words of knowledge, we want to pray with you. We only have one line open right now at that number, 800-955-8200. We're going to go back to Southern California, to Lancaster, California, to Dorothy. Welcome to The Point Live, Dorothy.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How can we pray with you tonight?
I've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
High blood pressure.
And how long ago were you diagnosed with this?
High blood pressure was 2003, and the type 2 diabetes was 2007.
Okay.
And I'm having financial problems, and
okay, let's just stop there for a moment. What was the trauma that you went through before the high blood pressure?
Probably were family relationship, breakdown of family, death.
Okay, probably, or is that what's coming to your spirit as I ask the question?
I've gone through that from 2003 to up until now, I'm still dealing with...
Okay. Well, let's break some of that off. Go ahead and turn your radio down. I want to have Wendy start in praying for you, Dorothy, and then I'm going to pray. I just sense that he's going to touch you right now.
Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love for Dorothy. We just ask that you pour out your power and your love on her even more, Father God. Mm-hmm. We come against the generational curses that have been coming against Dorothy in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing throughout her body.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we break the stress and the anxiety. We curse the fear, Father God, that she's been holding on to. We
yes,
break
Lord.
It now in Jesus' name. And we just ask that you pour your love and your peace over Dorothy now.
Yeah, like hot oil, Lord. Just release it from her head to her toes. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Dorothy.
More, Lord. More.
And even pray this again. Just say in Jesus' name. I command fear. And all anxieties. To leave my body.
My mind.
My soul and my spirit. And replace it with your joy, Lord.
and replace it with your joy, Lord.
And I also ask.
And I also ask.
That you would take away this high blood pressure.
That you would take away the high blood pressure.
And all diabetes.
And all diabetes.
It is no longer mine.
It is no longer mine.
Now take your hands and like you're clapping them clean. You have dirt on them and you're hitting them. Just this is like a prophetic sign. Just do it out loud with your hands. Like you're cleaning your hands. Mm-hmm. So Father, we just say thank you for this declaration and that you're releasing Dorothy in freedom. I just speak to every blood cell in her body. Come into agreement with the Holy Spirit right now. Be set free. Red and white blood cells be strengthened in Dorothy's body. And release your healing fire from her head to her toes, Lord. And I pray that she would sleep so well with your peace tonight that you would take care of the rest of the issues of finances and struggles with family. I break off the sin of the third and fourth generation over Dorothy and her mother and father's bloodline. And I pray freedom over her even right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Dorothy, Jesus came to set the captives free. Diabetes is no longer yours, so you don't have to claim it. As a matter of fact, I break off every curse of any doctor that's been spoken against Dorothy, saying that she has to have this disease or that it's hers. I say, thank you, Jesus, that you came to set the captives free, that you set the oppressed free by casting out the demons and the demonic and the spirits that were keeping people in bondage while you're on the earth and that you're still doing it today. And we praise you for that and ask these things in your name. Amen. You know, Dorothy, I know it's hard to tell about high blood pressure and diabetes, but the Lord's he's bringing the blood pressure down as we speak. His peace is being released over you, and that's no longer something that you're going to even have to worry about. I want you to check it out. Don't leave your doctor's care, but I want you to call in. We're going to listen to a testimony here in a moment. I can see it on my screen from Philadelphia, but I want you to just call us back as you get the results of your blood pressure going down and your diabetes dissipating, okay?
And I receive that in Jesus' name. And thank you, and God bless.
Oh, God bless you too, Dorothy. Thanks for calling from Lancaster, California, and listening on KTLW down there. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to Helen now in Georgetown, South Carolina. Welcome to the Point Live, Helen.
Yes, thank you, Lauren.
How did you hear about the show?
I have a son that lived in Seattle, Washington, and he called me and told me about it.
Amen. The word's just getting out. I love it. Well, how can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I have a heart problem. I'm going to have the operation on Monday at 10:45 in Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm going to have the operation done. And there's one valve in my heart that they have to replace.
Okay. Well, you know, God knows how to do heart surgery. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they went in and they said, wait a second, she's got a new heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just pray for Helen right now. Father, we say thank you for Helen calling all the way from Georgetown, South Carolina tonight across the country. And yet you can reach in an instant to her heart. And so release your healing fire over Helen's heart. We speak life into the ventricles, into the different parts of her aorta, into just the blood flow, the arteries, Lord, the veins throughout her body. But we just pray for the strengthening of the heart, and that you would give her a new heart, Lord, that you would release goodness over her heart so clearly that she would just have life in her blood and she would have a new energy, and that she would just know that she knows that she knows that you're touching her. Do it, Lord. We're asking miraculously for you to release your healing fire over that heart, and any damage would be restored. We say thank you for doctors, yes, but we say thank you that you're the great physician. And so, Father, we're entrusting Helen into your care right now, and we just say thank you for these things and ask it in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you.
Well, we have not because we asked not, Helen, and we asked and you agreed with us. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Now, here's after my daughter. She wants you to pray for her.
Okay, what's going on with her?
Okay.
Everything is going on with me.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Ethel.
Ethel,
and
okay.
I live in New York. I'm down here, you know, so my mother can have the surgery.
You're escaping the storm.
Okay, but I came down here, so, you know, to be with my mother while she had the surgery.
Right, right.
But I'm having financial problems, and I'm just having problems with myself.
Tell us, Give us two physical things that you got going on, Ethel.
Okay, I just was diagnosed with high blood pressure, too, like a couple of months ago.
Okay, that's stress.
A couple of months ago. And,
it's related to stress.
Yes, it's stress. It's stress.
Yeah, I just got that as a word of knowledge. I mean, it's so clear. And besides finances, what's another one? A physical problem.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to make something up. I'm just, said there was a lot.
Make nothing up. Okay, well, it's a lot of stuff going on with me, but like financial problems, dealing with myself, dealing with life itself.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to have Wendy pray after me this time. I'm going to pray, and then she's going to pray for you, Ethel. Father, first of all, we just say thank you for Ethel and her faith and being there to support her mom. And we just pray favor over her right now. Pray this with me out loud, Ethel. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all stress.
I command all stress.
And anxiety.
And anxiety.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And then I'm just sensing that you're supposed to ask the Lord for forgiveness. I'm just going to, just trust me on this. Just say, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
For putting other things in front of you.
For putting other things in front of you.
And running around trying to find life in things that don't satisfy.
And running around trying to find life in things that don't satisfy me.
Forgive me for that, Lord.
Forgive me for that, Lord.
And I pray for a financial blessing over Ethel, Father, that would just blow her away. I'm going to pray this now for you, and then I'm going to have Wendy pray. Just bless her financially. Bless her with her blood pressure. Bless her with her stress and anxiety, Lord. And I pray that you'd make a way where there'd be no other way, and that you'd open up her ears and her eyes to hear and see what's on your heart, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you for the freedom that you give Ethel. I thank you that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Father, I just pray that you draw her closer to yourself and so that she feels your peace and know that everything can be found in you, that the satisfaction that she's been looking for is found in your love. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Well, Helen and Ethel, bless you. Thanks for calling from Georgetown, South Carolina tonight and for calling The Point Live. Have a great night, okay?
So thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. One day we'll be on in South Carolina, but that's word of mouth right there. And by the internet, we are on in South Carolina and every state in the union, even around the world, of course. But the number to dial is 1-800-955-8200 if you want to get in. There's one line open right now. One line open off the air as well at 360-435-1616. That line's already filled on the air. Keep trying. We're going to go to Crystal in Little Rock, California now. Welcome to The Point Live, Crystal.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, this patient, I prayed to the Lord that I would like to be married someday and have a family, and I've just had a lot of impatience. And I'm also I've been blaming people, I guess, for my situation.
So kind of similar to that victim mentality?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, you've called in before, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 20 today.
Okay. Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's my wife's birthday tomorrow, so it's already, on the East Coast. Is it already past midnight? I guess it is, almost. So, Crystal, here's what I want to say. First of all, you're still really young. You're 20, which is a great thing. And you know Jesus, right? Well, I want to just encourage you to, if you want to find a godly man, one that's in love with Jesus, you need to be a godly woman. And the more you honor God and keep your eyes on him, he's going to raise up that man. It could be in 2 years, it could be in 12 years, but God's timing is perfect. And I want to encourage you not to settle for anything less than a godly man,
mm-hmm.
one that's willing to lay down his life for you. And one that's willing to wait for you in the midst of frailty and difficulty and not hold things against you. The Bible says clearly that love is patient, love is kind, and it keeps no record of wrongs. And what happens so often is we're raised in dysfunctional families and homes where this victim mentality can be raised up because we saw our mother berating our father or our father berating our mother, and we think that that's the normal thing, and then we kind of just we not just inherit it, we actually live it out. The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. And so here's what I wanted to pray for you. Go ahead and hold your hands out, if you would, with your palms facing up.
Okay.
Father, thank you for Crystal, and I pray a hedge of protection around her heart right now, that she would be so in love with you that you would increase her hunger and thirst to not only read your word but to be in your presence, that she would be a worshiper of you in spirit and in truth, and that she would so delight herself in you, Father, that she would be on her knees, humbling herself, and then you would lift her up, and that you would raise up a godly man for her someday in your perfect timing. And so I pray against this victim mentality of any pain that's in her heart right now, Father, where she's trying to overcome it in her own power, her own strength, with man's wisdom. But I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would release your healing fire over that place of Crystal's heart, and that she would know that she knows that she knows that you're the one touching her and setting her free. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's so important, Crystal, that you go to a church that not only preaches the Word of God, but go to a church where they're actually teaching that Jesus is alive and well on planet Earth. And as I read earlier from this passage, did you hear me read out of Acts 8, chapter 4, verses 4 through 8?
I didn't.
Okay, earlier in the show, I just read right out of Acts chapter 8. And this is the normal church, the kingdom of heaven coming to Earth. Philip, it says, when the crowds heard Philip, and what got their attention? It says, and saw the miraculous signs that he did, they paid close attention to what he said. And then it goes on to talk about how many people were healed because evil spirits came out of them. You see, I want to encourage our listeners, and you especially, Crystal, to go to a church that not just says, you know, that only happened back in the book of Acts, but it's actually happening today. Because that's what's happening today. People are getting healed and saved and delivered of major, amazing things. Cancer is being healed, and people with strokes, and people are even being raised from the dead all over the world right now, right like it says in the book of Acts and other places. And Jesus said we're going to do even greater things than he did when he was on the earth in John 14. And so, anyway, I just want to bless you with that wisdom of saying, find a church that wants to see the kingdom of heaven released on earth. Jesus taught us to pray, not my will, but yours be done. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And everyone in heaven is healed. And heaven is coming to earth. And that's what we're all about, in releasing the kingdom of heaven into earth on this program. I know that's more than you bargained for, but that's what I wanted to say, Crystal. Okay?
Hey, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bless you, and thanks for calling The Point Live tonight. Bye-bye. We're going to go from where Crystal was calling from in Little Rock, California, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Joyce, welcome to The Point Live.
Oh, hello. How are you? God bless.
Yes,
I have
a
praise report for you. I called you about, I'm not sure of the date. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I had
told
my great-grandson had a loose stool and they wouldn't form.
Yes.
And, and I asked you to pray, and God blessed him.
Amen.
No more loose stools.
Hallelujah.
Now, how long was he having?
No more loose stools.
How long was he having that problem again, Joyce?
He was having that problem when I saw him about maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I told my grandson, I said, take him to the hospital, to another hospital. I said, but in the meantime, I'm going to call the minister on the radio that I listen to on Saturdays, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He says, okay. And we prayed, and the little guy, he's having regular stools.
Amen.
I was so overjoyed.
Praise God.
I had to cry.
And that's your great grandson.
Yeah, my great grand. Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's so wonderful,
grand.
Joyce.
Yes.
Well, we're praying for you all there in the Philadelphia and New Jersey area for the Sandy storm that's coming, the Hurricane
Sandy.
Oh, we'll
Sandy. Be okay. We'll be okay because God is able. We'll be okay.
That's right. And we're just praying that God's going to use this storm. You know, He doesn't cause it. Yes, but he'll use it to draw people to himself.
Yes, he has to do it. He has to do it.
And shake up a few folks. And I'm not saying to shake them up on purpose, but where they're saying, wait a second, I'm not in control here.
That's right.
But there is a God. If you're listening in Philadelphia or New Jersey tonight, we just bless you.
You remember Noah, don't you? You know what Noah did.
That's right.
This is the same thing.
We're praying just that these folks would cry out to God in the midst of it. And
I hope and pray every day for them. Every day I pray for Philadelphia because we have so much going on here in Philadelphia. They're so, you know, so mean and hateful.
You know, Joyce, you might want to call our off-air number if you haven't already and give us your name so you could be one of our intercessors because I really sense that you have that gift. So by faith.
Okay.
So have you ever written down that number?
Is that the 360 number?
That's correct.
360. What's the remainder of it?
435.
435-1616. Okay.
And the reason why I'm giving that to you and the rest of our listeners is we're looking for intercessors all across the country to be praying not only for this radio ministry, but for the kingdom of heaven to continue to penetrate the cities that you're living in so that God will just do what he's doing and raising up churches who not only believe that God heals today, but that they can release the kingdom, his love and his power, and see things that would go way beyond what we could ask or imagine. So,
Amen.
Well, bless you, Joyce, and thanks for calling the Point Live tonight.
Thank you, and God bless.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations across 25 states every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. That means in Phoenix is a unique one because sometimes they don't ever change, and we do. But Mountain Time is from 9 till 11 in Austin, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois. We're on it all over Chicagoland and up in Wisconsin, Minnesota, even to Manitoba. We're on from 10 till midnight in the Central Time Zone, and then the East Coast run from 11 till 1 every Saturday evening. We're going to go to Seattle, where we're broadcasting live now. By Eddie, welcome to The Point Live.
Okay, thank you.
How can we pray with you tonight? Is that how you pronounce your name, by Eddie?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, I want you guys to pray for me and like my financial and my health and my family all to be healed.
Okay, what's going on with your health? What specifically can we pray for?
Just my financial, and I have a baby and I have a husband.
Okay. What nationality are you, by Eddie?
I'm from East Africa.
From East, what part?
Ethiopia.
From Ethiopia. Okay, very good. Well, we're so glad that you called tonight, and I will pray for these things specifically. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would release favor over Bayetti and her family. And I pray that supernaturally you would speak to her spirit about the way that you would have her go financially for her husband and her baby. Bless this family, Father. I pray that they would be effective in reaching other folks that they have interactions and relationships with who aren't necessarily walking with you. And we lift up their health. We lift up I say thank you that you want to pour favor in and through them, Lord. And so bless them, encourage them, and I command any depression that's coming against Bayetti right now to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Bayetti.
Go in Jesus' name.
How old is your baby?
She is just 11 months.
Okay. Did you have some postpartum depression or something that was coming against you after the birth of the baby?
Yes.
Yeah, I just sensed that there was something there. That and the Lord's, he had you call in so that you could get set free of that tonight.
Amen.
He wouldn't have showed that to me if he didn't want to set you free.
That's true.
And that's really a beautiful thing. That's what the intimacy of the Father does. And he just released that through his spirit into your spirit. And it's no longer going to come against you anymore. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Yes. What's your husband's first name?
His name is Shamalis.
Shamalis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm a musician, so I can pronounce back what I hear. So, Shamalis, we're going to pray for him as well. And thank you for calling The Point Live from Seattle tonight, Betty.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. God bless you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Bayetti's listening on our station here, KGNW, our mother station here in Seattle. We're going to go from Seattle to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Madeline, welcome to The Point Live.
God bless you, Pastor Mike.
Well, thank you. How can we pray with you tonight, Madeline?
I've been diagnosed to have atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter, as well as glaucoma.
Okay. And how long has this diagnosis been going on?
Well, the atrial fib and flutter since February of last year.
Okay.
And I've had glaucoma for about 17 years, maybe.
We had, how many people did we see in Brazil? Wendy was in Brazil
several.
With me this last time.
With
yeah.
Glaucoma,
yeah.
Eye disease.
Yeah,
eye
we
problems.
Had several
yes.
people healed, especially one night. It was pretty amazing when the Spirit of God just showed up. And I believe that there's angels that were assigned to that church that night. Mm. And I had a blind eye open that I prayed for the first time ever. I should say he was legally blind for 10 years in this one, in the right eye. And so God loves to heal people's eyes. And so I want to ask that you would start off, Wendy, for praying for Madeline for these things.
Lord, we thank you for your perfect love for Madeline. We thank you, Lord, that you're the great physician. Father, we trust in you and just lift up your healing power. Madeline,
yes,
put
Lord.
Your hand over your eyes, please. Lord, we just speak and release your love and your healing grace mm-hmm. over Madeline's eyes now. Mm-hmm. We speak to glaucoma and say, go now in Jesus' name.
And I pray for the heart, Father. I pray that you'd shock it right now with healing fire. Wow. Hey! Wow. I just sense God's Spirit just hit me right there. And he's just releasing this hot fire over your heart right now as we speak. And I just speak, Father, in Jesus' name to this atrial fib. And I command it to go in Jesus' name. Say, go in Jesus' name, Madeline.
Go in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. More, Lord. More fire. More fire. More fire. You are the great all-consuming fire. And I
yes.
thank you that we can do battle on behalf of our sister Madeline there in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yes.
Release your ministering angels over her household, in that household right now.
Oh,
and we say thank you, Jesus, that you know everything about her eyes, that we don't have to settle for that anymore. I command any spirit that's been coming against her, trying to depress her or bring her down and oppress her, to go in Jesus' name. Just say go in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name.
Yeah, he's just giving his peace over you. It's just going over you right now. His peace is washing over your whole body. Oh, it is rich. I just feel it in my body. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Madeline.
More, Lord. More, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
More, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He's literally softening your heart right now as we speak. He's softening it. He's healing your heart physically, but also spiritually. This is a spiritual condition that's been coming against you. There's been offense that's been coming against you, and you do not have to pick it up. You even just hold your hands like you got handles, and then just let go. Just open your hands. He's saying, don't even pick it up. Oh, I just pray against the spirit of offense that's been coming against Madeline. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Release your goodness now. Thank you, Jesus. He knows everything about you, Madeline. He's given me this download right now, and this battle, this power that's coming through my body is being released into you, and he's setting you free right now.
Thank you, Father.
It's so good.
Thank you, Father.
It's because you called in by faith saying, I have these issues, and I no longer want them anymore. And you're asking and pleading with the one who loves you as your daddy, Abba, Father. He loves you so much.
Thank you,
so much. I just feel his love for you. It's just his compassion is so real. Like I said, he's tenderizing your heart. You're going to be used because you're feeling this love, and you can't contain it. He wants you to give it away. See, I can't contain the Father's love. I have to give it away. And then I see him touch people like you. I've never met you before. You're 3,000 miles from me right now. But God said, I want to send this signal through the internet and up on a satellite and then through radio waves and down into Madeline's home. And so she could be touched tonight on October, 27th, 2012.
Jesus.
Oh, that's who our God is.
Thank you so much. He's wonderful. He's awesome.
Isn't he?
He's awesome.
He just touched you. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Now, did you feel anything in your body while we were praying? Just describe. Do you just tell us what just happened to you while
well,
we were praying?
I got very excited. So
yeah.
I know he did.
Yeah. It's more than an emotion, though. It's a spiritual transformation.
Yes.
The Bible says that those who are in Christ are new creation. The old life is gone and the new life has come.
Yes.
And many times what happens is we go outside of Christ because we do our own thing and we turn our back on him and we think we can find life in something else outside of Christ. And then a foothold comes in or the root starts growing and we don't even know it. But when we come back into Christ, that new creation, that life comes in. And the old life is gone. And that's what the Lord's doing in and through you right now tonight, Madeline.
Praise his name.
Well, we look forward to hearing an update on your situations with both your heart issues, glaucoma, and even some of the other things that I prayed. Okay?
I will. God bless you and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you too. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight. Bye-bye. That's what I call a Holy Spirit ambush.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
You know, the love and the power of God just flow. You know, every time I click off and send someone off into wherever they go when I hang up, the next person comes in. So I'm sorry about that. If you keep trying, just keep trying when I hang up. But there are three lines open off the air right now where we have a whole phone team standing by to pray with you. 360-435-1616. We're going to go to Everett, Washington, and then to Pennsylvania, and then to California. So first we're going to Everett. Marilyn, welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing great. How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I fell back in 2005 and whiplashed my neck and found out, you know, through MRIs that I had degenerative disc disease in my neck as well as my low back.
Okay.
But since that time, the muscles in my back and my neck, they stay tight.
Okay.
And I've done everything. You name it, I've done it. I've done things I shouldn't do, but just to try it to see if they work.
Okay. So how long ago was this? How long ago was this?
Well, it started in August of 2005.
In August. Okay. So
yeah.
So what level of pain do you have right now as we speak?
Well, right now it's just, I'd give it...
Between 1 and 10, 10 being the worst.
I'm going to say right now it's like a 7.5.
Okay, so it's pretty high.
Yeah.
And so you would know that you're healed for the pain going away, and then you'd have full movement in your neck?
Yeah, I can't move my... I can only go about 30 degrees to the left. And
okay. Have you ever been to one of our Sunday services, Marilyn?
No, where are they?
Sunday night. It's in Arlington. And we meet every Sunday evening at 6:30. We're going to pray for you now, and God could touch you right now. But tomorrow night we'll be meeting at 6:30, and we've had so many miraculous things happen there too. And you can look it up online, thepointchurch.net, exit 206 at Smoky Point. It's not very far from you all. And the only reason why I'm taking time on a national radio show to tell you that is because you're only 20 minutes away. So let's go ahead and pray right now.
Yeah.
Put your hand on your neck. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your healing fire over Marilyn. Just say, more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Oh. We speak life. I pray you reverse the curse, Father, of these words that she has degenerative disc problems in her neck. And I want you to pray this out loud. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all pain.
I command all pain.
And dis-ease. And say it that way.
And disease.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And I command all oppression.
And I command all oppression.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now just take a deep breath, Marilyn. We just asked in Jesus' name for him to touch you. I want you to try something that you couldn't do. And check out the pain level right now. More, Lord. More healing fire be released over that neck. I just command all trauma to go in Jesus' name. And place it with peace.
My neck's turning farther to the left, but I can
praise
still
hear
crackling in my neck.
You hear crackling?
Yeah, I always hear noises.
Okay. What about the pain level? We praise you, Jesus, that you can turn further to the left.
I just want so much to believe.
No, I hear you, but be honest. Is it the same? Is it worse?
It's not the same.
It's not better.
There's still tightness in the neck.
Okay, but it's better. The pain's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
The muscles in my back aren't irritating me as much as they were when I was.
Thank you, Jesus. Now put your hand back there. We're going to pray again.
Yes.
More, Lord. We're just simple prayers. We bless what you're doing, Jesus, in Marilyn's body. Release peace. More, Lord, from her head to her toes, down her spine. More, Lord. Freedom. Okay, I want you to do this. This is strange, but I want you to kind of like move, like you're bending forward with your neck and your hands, like you're almost touching your knees three times.
I had to put you on speakerphone.
That's okay. Just try it three times where you're just moving forward by faith. You're doing something that you're trusting God to help you with as he heals your neck here. I've seen so many people's necks healed and pain in the neck, and I've seen degenerative discs in their lower backs put back together, and God is just so good. Okay, check it out again. Let us know what's going on.
She had to put us on speakerphone.
So. Yep. She's checking it out.
I am. I'm moving a lot.
Are you moving a lot more than you would?
I have more movement. I still feel tight on the left side.
Okay. Well, God's touching you. We just pray for sweet peace tonight, Father, as you continue to touch her while she rests.
Yeah.
And bring someone with you even tomorrow night, Marilyn. Anyone that you know who has pain, disease, we worship for a long time. And we don't ask him to show up. He just shows up because we're worshiping him. And it's in his presence. Even in Psalm 17:2, it says that he is the one who releases his presence and vindication from the evil of this world. And as we said, the oppression is coming from evil in a lot of people's bodies. Even with trauma, even with accidents, it hangs on when it doesn't have to. I've seen so many people heal when we ask Jesus to touch them. So 6:30 tomorrow night, if you can make it, great. We meet every Sunday night at that time. Bless you.
Bless you, too. Thank you so much.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome. Well, we've been here for an hour already tonight, folks. I want to ask some of our folks here that have been holding on to hold tight during the three-minute break, but I want to tell you a few things over the next several seconds. We have two lines open at 360-435-1616 during the break, one line at 800-955-8200. But we're going to be back in 3 minutes for a whole other hour of The Point Live, and we just love being with you and seeing God touch people. So we'll be back, like I said, in about 3 minutes. God bless you. For a whole nother hour.
Stay tuned for hour two of The Point Live.
The Point Live is looking for listeners willing to take a stand. In fact, we need listeners who will stand up and be counted as partners with this radio ministry. If The Point Live has been a blessing to you, would you be a blessing to us by helping to support this ministry so we can stay on the air? You can send your donations to The Point Church, 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Again, that's 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out our website to give securely there. Click on thepointlive.com. Once again, thepointlive.com. Our phone number is 360-435-1616. That's area code 360-435-1616. We thank you for doing your part in sustaining this radio ministry on this station.